Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. How you doing, America? Let me tell you, I just checked with someone at Payday Loans, and it seems that Payday Loans is doing really, really well in this country. And, of course, there's different companies that do the payday loans, the advance payment, where you have to pay a percentage of the check that you're receiving so that you can get the pay immediately, and that is a sad state of affairs and a definite indicator of where people are. Despite what's being said that we're turning a corner, we're headed in a different direction. I don't know what people are looking at and what economic numbers they're looking at, but certainly it's not what most people are seeing in wherever your nook and cranny happens to be. Yes, there are people that are doing fine and are weathering things, but boy, with the drought hitting food prices hard in the next couple of months, and with the so-called fiscal cliff and the Bush tax credits, will they be extended? Won't be extended? What's going to happen there? Big, 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 big conversation that affects what's in your wallet and your take-home pay. That's ultimately at the heart of at least the presidential election, and should be with the legislative branch as well. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, a couple of things. One, we always talk about the numbers. So, of course, another edition of We Can Count. There's tons to get to there. Plus, Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, talking about Syria. Oh, yes, Syria. More dead bodies, more problems, and still Assad in power. Do we know that things are bad in Syria? Of course we know things are bad in Syria, but there's no oil and there's nothing to be had there. So it's a delicate dance that the U.S. is doing around the question of will we or won't we get involved. If there's going to be a war or there's going to be a play somewhere, it's going to be Iran. Iran is absolutely the next place that's going to be bombed. If I look at the Middle East, what's gonna get hit? It's gonna be Iran. The problem with Iran is this could drag on and on and on and on and on. But I don't think there's any kind of a move, at least from this president, until after the election. So nothing will happen with that. Do you care about television? Is it your way to escape? Do you have a favorite television show? A lot of times people try to say they don't watch the tube other than for this or that. But then ultimately, when you scrape it away, yeah, there's some mind candy. There's some escapism with TV. And there might be a show that you watch. There's actually two that I watch that aren't on main channels where the people were nominated for Emmys. We're going to let you hear little snippets of those. Perhaps they're some of your favorites. If not, put it on your radar. I got a good I have good instincts about these two shows, and I think if you need to get a laugh and you need to escape and you don't want to waste a ton of time on a bunch of crappy television, I got two really, really good recommendations for you. And speaking of that, don't forget about our cheap movie review. That happens every Friday show, and there's a big one coming out, of course. Batman couldn't be bigger. I was thinking about this today, and asked this question at dinner. Who is your favorite Batman? Are you old school Adam West? Are you a George Clooney fan, a Michael Keaton fan, a Val Kilmer fan, or Christian Bale, the guy who currently is a Batman? Who is your Batman? It's kind of like the James Bond thing, where different people have played the role, and hey, listen, some people it's just Sean Connery, doesn't matter. It's Sean Connery, forget Roger Moore, anybody else that's been there, Timothy Dalton, no, or Pierce Brosnan, it's the one guy. And that's what I find. It, just like our habits now with who we want to see in, you know, to win the election, there's one guy. It's one guy. It's not, take a little of this, take a little. No, these are the two choices, and even if you don't like either one, you're going with somebody. There's someone there. And I think with my wild analogy, I think with Batman, some people just can't get over it. It's whoever it is to you, and you don't like anyone else in the role, period. And that's the way that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's what it's about. Also coming up this hour, we got Bad Boys. Oh boy, there's a lot of people that we could throw into this Bad Boys file. One of them who is either a good guy in your book or a bad guy in your book, and couldn't be more polarizing, is George Zimmerman. And he stepped out of the shadows and went on Sean Hannity's show and talked about his version of what happened back in February when he killed Trayvon Martin. The really big details, filled in tons of the blanks, and answered every single question that Hannity asked him. Said that he didn't go after him after the police told him to back down, that Martin went after him after that. So, okay, boom, don't do anything, I'm not doing anything, but now it's too late. And went through a whole litany of things that he had done and how he was threatened. And we know that Stand Your Ground is going to be challenged in Florida, and it'll be huge for whichever way that comes out, whichever way the jury ultimately decides. And, you know, in my head, I just keep going back to the one thing that, you know, why did this really have to happen? How did this happen? He looks suspicious, but he might have been a kind of a punk kid. So he's a punk kid, and he's in and out, you know, with his Skittles and drink, and he's kind of walking in between place and this place and that place. And man, how did Zimmerman get in the middle of this? And Martin is that ultimate unfortunate timing thing. Couple of minutes either way doesn't happen, but it did, and there's going to be protests. It is going to be crazy scene. If you remember Michael Jackson and his trial years and years ago and how crazy and chaotic the scene was in Santa Maria, California, and Sanford, Florida, they better get ready because it's going to be just as crazy, perhaps even crazier. We'll definitely take you through the goings and comings in politics, because after all, such a big chunk of the show in a big important election year is dedicated to that. So what's being said? What is the biggest buzz? I think one of the biggest things that's being said is Obama and small businesses, and does he get the economy, and does he understand what he said the other day? Because he's really taken it on the chin for the comments that he made. In fact, the Texas governor thinks that Obama should apologize. And I don't think you're going to get any kind of an apology out of Obama for XYZ. Not now. I mean, they're laser focused. And there's nothing that's going to knock this train off course. I don't believe it. I don't see it. All right, coming up around the bend, I'm going to let you hear what Governor Rick Perry had to say, plus Leon Panetta, his take on Syria and what has to be done.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Coming up in our next segment, as I mentioned, we will certainly hit the numbers and we can count. And a couple of quick reminders, speaking of counting things, we're counting down the days to the Olympics next week in our Friday show. We'll do a medal count, which means you call in, my friends, and you can win four different ways. Are you kidding me? This is like a scratch-off with a bonus scratch-off card. So here's how we roll. This is what we're going to do with the medal count thing. You give us the ultimate total overall. What do you think the U.S. is going to win? 20 medals overall, all of them. 108 medals, which is more likely. Gold, silver, and bronze. Each one, you could do it that way. So that's four different choices. Or you could just do the overall medal count. And you're just picking a number out of thin air. If you pick the correct number out of thin air, you'll clean up the prize closet. Anybody who gets the medals in between will win prizes as well. Prizes as well. It's just fun to do, right? How many medals we're going to win? 110. It's going to be a very good year for U.S. Olympic athletes, except for in some of the major track and field competitions, because, boy, that is sewed up. I think it's going to be a lot tougher. Some of those. Let's talk about for a second here, because I want to make sure I squeeze this in. The governor, talking about Obama, Governor Goodhair from Texas. I can't help myself. He does have good hair. He knows it. Here's Governor Perry.
That's the type of inflammatory rhetoric and racial divisiveness that exhibits everything that is wrong with public discourse today. He has the opportunity while he's in Austin to apologize.
Here's the thing. There's no apology that's going to happen there. It's kind of like Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, was hoping to get the same, the desired results were the same, to get an apology over the immigration stance and what was happening with immigration, and no. So I think that the governor is going to have to wait for a very long time to get any kind of an apology. And of course, you know, it fans the flames of similar things that we're talking about when it comes to, like, the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. The flames of racism are more than being flamed. They're on fire. You get Al Sharpton in the middle of it, which he is, and protesters and bullhorns and everything else, and it's nasty. So this is not straight up, in the Martin case, straight up, it's clearly none of that is going away. You either think, hey, this guy made a poor decision, but does he deserve to rot away for a long time in prison now? Or you think, what an idiot. Why did he shoot the kid? It doesn't matter if the kid was a bad kid, a punk kid, a pain, somebody who had gotten into trouble or whatever. No, and again, no. All right, so also on the agenda, as I told you about the medal count and the Olympics and all of that stuff, don't forget we are going to the Republican convention. And if there's somebody you want to see or hope to see or listen to on America Tonight, send me that person. Send me that person to look for at the convention, meaning like the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, is the keynote guy. He gets the floor. He gets the floor in the biggest night. He is the keynoter. It kind of makes you wonder, would Chris Christie be protesting too much about the VP thing? But regardless, he's a star in the Republican Party, so that's the bottom line. That's the reason why he's there. And you have all this stuff about Romney and where's his money and how much money did he make, and then he's got overseas money and everything else. He has $250 million in an IRA account, and where did he get that money from? It's interesting with all the criticism, however, and this is politics at its best and at its worst. You have Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid who are not releasing their filings. They're not releasing their taxes, but Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker of the House, I've heard her say a ton of times about releasing tax reforms, and she has not done it. So here they are just pounding Romney and saying he was unfit to serve as president or even in the cabinet because he wouldn't release all of his returns, and Reid saying terrible things that Romney wasn't even fit to be a dog catcher. They're going to pay the price for that, because that's speaking out of both sides of your mouth unless you cut it somehow differently. And it's the same thing with somebody who was guest on our show from New Hampshire, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's the chair of the Democratic National Committee, blast Romney for failing to release tax returns and has refused to disclose her returns, saying she wouldn't because she wasn't running for president. Is that much ado about nothing, or is there something else, perhaps? Is there something else there? I'd hate to think that, so hopefully not. Hopefully there isn't, anyway. But certainly points out the hypocrisy, doesn't it? Definitely. All right, I was talking about Iran and how I think Iran is the next play, and Syria is not. But Syria is worrisome. That's why you've got the defense secretary, who's no dummy, being on record as saying this is crazy, it's out of control. Well, in fact, here he is in his own words.
It is more essential than ever that the United States and the international community continue to work together through the United Nations, through whatever possible vehicles we have to bring additional pressure on Assad to step down. This is a situation that is rapidly spinning out of control.
I'll say it's more than spinning out of control. At this point, every day that goes by, there's more people where the tanks are aimed at their wall, more kids that are being killed. But then we go back to the dollars and cents of it. How do we afford all of these interventions? How do we afford them? And it is out of control. You do have to put pressure to do whatever they have to do. And you have Syria's defense minister and Assad's brother-in-law who were killed in Damascus in a suicide bomb attack carried out by a bodyguard on Wednesday, the most serious blow to the president's high command in their 16 months in rebellion. 16 months. And it's just becoming more and more predictable, I think, of what's going on with Assad. They are shifting even to some chemical weapons from sites where they have things stored, and it's not clear whether it's a security precaution or something else. Panetta is saying that Syria could be held accountable for safeguarding any chemical weapons if possessed. Duh. Of course. Of course that would happen there. Of course it would happen there. And in the meantime, while Syria is certainly being discussed, but nothing concrete over what to do about Assad, while that's going on, we've even had our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, come on and warn about the situation in Iran. You have the former National Security Advisor, Brzezinski, warning that a confrontation with Iran would be absolutely disastrous for the United States, lasting for a ton of years and possibly devastating America's economy. Wow. And every place we turn, do we not hear this about our economy getting even worse because of the Eurozone, because of if we went to war with Iran, even though they're trying to nuke up? We need to have fundraisers. We need to have one giant national lemonade stand and pump the money into the White House. I don't know. But the things that we need, and most of them having to do with security, is the things that we are least affording. Oh, it comes down to a coin flip. Geez, what do we do? Well, flip a coin. Maybe we'll find some money somewhere, somehow. I mean, what if we have to go to war with Iran? They're already talking about that Iran's probably laundering money in Ecuadorian banks. Woof. Escape routes. They have their escape visas just in case. We're hitting the numbers on the flip side.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America tonight, and as promised, the maestro, we've got to cue up the music. We're getting set for one of my favorite segments that ultimately will go away, because you know what happens. You get tired of things, you throw them in the closet, and then what's old is new, and you bring it back out, and it's part of the repertoire. But this is one of the fun things that we've been able to do here on the show, and especially with all the sports that are going on. And you all know I have a book called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, which you can get at Amazon.com. Get it before the tax slaps you in the face, the extra sales tax that you didn't have to deal with before, at least in some states where you're listening to me. So we have a very cool segment called Sports Shorts. So let it roll.
Time for another major in golf. This time it's across the pond for the Open Championship. What's at stake? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
Want to put some wild into your weekend? Come to the all-new Mesquite Pro Rodeo. Corral seats start at just $12, and kids are always half price. Get your tickets at Kroger and save $5. This weekend, meet the rodeo legends. Tractor Supply sponsors the Neil Gay Cowboy Reunion. The city ends and the Wild West begins at cool, air-conditioned Mesquite Arena, I-635 and Exit 4, 7:30 Friday and Saturday. Mesquite is the official rodeo capital of Texas.
filled with tricky pot bunkers that you have to climb into, no less. This year's Open at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's in England is certain to be tough, even for the most seasoned professional golfer. Tiger Woods, who hasn't won a major in 4 years, is looking to pick up his 15th career title. The last American to win at Royal Lytham was David Duval in 2001. Should Woods win, it would be his fourth Open, the last back in 2006. The Americans and the Europeans and everybody else in between know that this is no walk in the park, and with rain expected, they'll need more than umbrellas and a good caddy to navigate this 7,086-yard course that rewards great ball striking and punishes the rest. Whoever wins the Claret Jug will no doubt be playing some target golf at this major. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Yes, indeed. And, of course, the Open, which traditionally, you know, as the British Open, is underway round one, because remember the time difference. As I said, a lot of eyes will be on the jug chase for Tiger Woods, but there are a lot of good American golfers who also hope they're there at the end. And through seven holes, you got a couple of people who are one under, most even or plus one, and of course beyond that two. So for example, you've got Justin Leonard, who is through just a hole and is even. You have at the most, you've got a couple of people, Matthew Baldwin, who is through five holes, who is plus one. John Daly, an American who's a big hitter, is plus one through two holes. You have Mark Calcavecchia, who's plus one through three holes. And so it goes. I think that especially the first day out, some interesting conditions and the fact that they got rain. And I mentioned those pot bunkers and that piece there. I mean, think if you will, for those of you who golf and those who at least have seen the game, you know, you've got these bunkers that you do have to climb into. They have ladders. Yep, ladders. That's what I want to do. Hit a golf ball, hit it into a deep hole, and climb into a bunker filled with sand trap sand that sucks your ball up, and you have to go and use a ladder to get in and out of it. Wow! Although it would be pretty fun to go and play Royal Lytham and some of these other courses. So we'll see if Tiger Woods ends up with his 15th and yet another jug in his collection, or some other American. There are a lot of solid American golfers who are competing in this. It's interesting because we have this tournament happening, the Open, and then just next week, of course, the Olympics that we keep talking about and the across-the-board countries competing to end up with the most medals, and it really is that pride thing. How many medals do you have, and how many have we won? Because you think of the sponsorships and the things that the athletes go through, and while Tiger Woods is part of the focus anyway in day one of the Open Championship, certainly in the beginning the focus will be on Michael Phelps because he has a chance to make history, and swimming is about records and breaking records and setting records, and he has a very, very good chance to do that with just a handful of medals, because he just blew so many away at the Olympics in China. It was a fun and amazing thing to watch, and people are hoping for the same kind of repeat performance from him this time around in London. All right, besides the fact that we've got the Olympics and, you know, we could throw in this major in golf, the biggest story going really in sports has to do with a disgraced university, and that would be Penn State. And I think there's so much attention and so much pressure on the students at Penn State that they just really want this to go away. They wanted to go away, and they wanted to defend their university. But when you had an 8-month investigation that was led by a former FBI director, and you have some of the details that have poured out just at the tail end of last week, yeah, you're not. And these details that are readily available for everyone, you are not getting people on board outside of the university that it's okay. That
Joe Pa and others just, you know, they were protecting the franchise. They were protecting the franchise rather than the kids who got entangled with a very bad, bad predator. So they're calling to remove Paterno's statue from the campus. Students have started a vigil to protect it from vandals. How about that? And they've got other students who organized a gathering at the statue after a plane flew over the campus with a banner that said, "Take the statue down or we will." And the students said they would be at the statue again on Wednesday night, but weren't sure how long they would keep up the vigil, and they kept up the vigil for quite some time, I understand. So the statue has become now a battleground tug of war with the students over keeping it up or tearing it down, because critics say, listen, why do we want to have the statue up here? He's aware of the allegations that were thrown against a, you know, now convicted pedophile Jerry Sandusky back in 98, and in contrast to his grand jury testimony and an interview given after his firing, that he was involved in the decision not to report a 2001 incident to the cops, even after the people above him had decided to. So, you know, what are they going to do? The Penn State, I called today, they haven't made a decision. I think that's widely acknowledged because the statue is still there. They haven't made a decision on what they're going to do with it. You know, whether they're going to take it out or not, I'm going to say, they say they're going to make a decision in 7 to 10 days. I think they'd be smart to find another home for that statue if they want the statue to stay in the Penn State family. They should take it away, because I think there's going to be too much of a war over it, and they're not going to win this war. It's like the family trying to come out again and again and again to say what a great guy he is. Oh, it's like pouring salt in the wounds and doesn't do anything. It's unfortunate, but that's the best analogy that I can come up with. And it works for me. Does it work for you? It works for me. And I think that, I think it makes sense. Let's put it this way. I think it makes sense. So the question, should Penn State get the death penalty? Other schools have suffered through it and come out on the other side because of all the stuff, all the nonsense that's being reported. What a failure from the highest levels of leadership. It's just, it's just beyond what I could possibly muster up to verbalize. That really makes you see the picture. You already get it. We've talked about him. We've talked about the fact that if he had been reported in the beginning and something was done, perhaps some of those other kids that were molested wouldn't have been molested. And that's the sad, awful, awful truth of that. We Can Count is coming up, and don't forget, you can still throw in your 2 cents. I certainly don't want to shut out anybody who is trying to get in. I just got a note from somebody about that. Oh, we were talking about, no, call in whenever, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, whether you want to weigh in on the Paterno and the statue thing or Penn State getting its, getting the death penalty or not. Should this be it? Is it just so poison? Just cut it out for now. Cut out football. Then visit again and build it up. But maybe you have to tear it down. Maybe you have to tear it down. There you go.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. Ease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo, stand-up style. She got Betty Davis to take her home.
All right.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12.
The numbers. We always say that, don't we? Especially in politics. Notice I kind of veered away from some of the politics, except for this one I can't. A new poll came out on Wednesday that shows that the presidential race is, oh yes, locked up between Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama. We got less than 4 months, folks, before Election Day. So this is CBS thrown in with the New York Times. What did their survey come up with? Romney holds a slight edge, 47% to 46%. So that's that whole margin of error thing. That means it's got to be dead on. It's okay. And they say that most voters say Romney's wealth and history at the private equity firm Bain Capital makes no difference in their vote. They don't give a crap. 73% said his wealth will not be a factor, while 60% say at this time Bain won't make a difference. So what's the beef? What's the big deal? If I'm the Democrats and I'm hearing this, I'm saying to myself, ugh, we got to get off of this. Who cares? Nobody seems to care. Nobody wants to know. And if that's the case, they're headed down the wrong direction. If they're going to pump something negative out, this isn't going to do it. It's not going to do it. Romney has vowed not to make public any more tax returns, saying it would give the Democrats information for them to distort. But this is being problematic because they're trying to use the idea that he's not releasing the tax forms against him, and especially since his father, who was a former governor of Michigan, was one of the first people to do that and really pushed for it. All right, let's talk about something frivolous and silly and something to make you green with envy. Nah, not really green with envy. But how about this? Sophia Vergara, I think her name is, or Viraga. I don't know how you say her name. It shows you how much of a TV head I am. She is the sexy Colombian woman who is part of Modern Family, and she's got clothing deals and all kinds of stuff. So she is the highest earning woman in television. She makes $19 million, or she did, for the last 12 months. If you go past her, the list is kind of interesting. You come across Kim Kardashian. She was second, $18 million from her reality TV show. Eva Longoria was third, and then the rest of the Desperate Housewives kind of checked in there as far as the list on Forbes is concerned. And wow, that's a lot of money to do the TV thing. Can you imagine? And some of that is, as I said, endorsement stuff. Lots and lots of endorsement stuff, to be sure. And the note, and people are fascinated by this. And I, you know what? I get it. It's kind of like the dirty secret of somebody reading People magazine. They don't always want to be seen doing that because it's seen as, you know, it's gossip, it's crap. Why are you reading that? But then you go to an airport lounge and you see not just women reading it, but lots of men are reading it too as well. So I call it the dirty little secret for people who say they don't pay any attention to that kind of stuff. Well, obviously somebody is. Because they're still selling in an age where we don't sell many magazines. They are still selling magazines. They are still selling magazines. All right, what do you get with one? What do you get when you cross one feuding Supreme Court justice with another? How about this? Not a whole lot. Justice Scalia says he hasn't had a falling out with Chief Justice Roberts. He hasn't had that problem, even though it's been reported that's what's going on, since the 5-4 decision that validated most of Obama's health care overhaul. The Supreme Court did that earlier in the month, as you know, and it upheld most of Obama's signature law, with Roberts siding with the court's liberals and writing the majority opinion. Since then, there have been reports of lots of fractures in the relationship on the court's conservative wing. Roberts and Scalia are members. Of course, Scalia is saying he hasn't had a falling out with Chief Justice Roberts, so we'll see if that's fantasized and more bluster than actually something that's real or not. It's like the telephone. It's the telephone saga, you know, where somebody tells somebody one thing, and by the time you get to the fifth or sixth chair, it's a completely different story. And that's because, boy, we are definitely not a nation of details, are we? No, we are not a nation that remembers lots and lots of details, good, bad, or indifferent. We just know the broad strokes. Maybe that's why these ads are more potent. Maybe I've answered my own question that people really do pay attention to the ads. The North Las Vegas mayor, Sherry Buck, is defending her unusual declaration of a, what she's calling a fiscal state of emergency to help balance the city's budget, which has led to changes that she's trying to bust wide open in the city. And it sounds, she wants the fiscal emergency to be declared, and that would make a difference in the money that's coming in, because by declaring a state of emergency, usually it's natural disasters, but the city has been able to impose a freeze on worker salaries, overtime pay, and uniform raises to help reduce spending outlays, which will still, while still maintaining local services, I guess is the best way to put it, for the people who are existing clients. I think that this is a good thing. I think that Vegas, of all places, is in trouble, and that's why the North Las Vegas mayor declared a fiscal state of emergency. I wonder how many dominoes will drop on that one. How many other states will decide the same thing? Oh, we got to declare a state of emergency. To which of the dispatcher on the other side could say, well, what state of emergency is that? And that could be one heck of an interesting conversation. I think it really could be an interesting conversation. I don't want to shut you out of the conversation, by the way. I think you got the number by now imprinted on your iTouch or somewhere else. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We are really technically running out of time, so you'd be better off to flip me that at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And here's a couple of quick programming notes for you along the way as we close the gates. Here's some things to keep in mind. We have our Olympic Challenge. I'm going to beat this into everyone so you remember this. Olympic Challenge next Friday in the early morning, Thursday/Friday show. Plus, we're taking our show on the road to Tampa, Florida, and the Republican Convention. We're going to be broadcasting live from there. And we have another event that we're doing. The tail end of September, you'll be hearing us broadcasting from Dublin and Belfast in Ireland. Sweet! Plus more contests mixed in between. Thanks so much, Donovan, for doing a great job. As always, the maestro, the technical man behind this show, and our intern, Mahala. Make it count.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, fried bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.